Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Welcome back to where the turf meets the surf. Live racing now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By the Pamplemousse Grill, a guaranteed winning dining experience every time. By Legacy Ranch. Get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. By the OC Tavern. Satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selection from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition. I'm Bob Ike. I'm live in the Del Mar press box. I'll be joined by regular co-host John Lindo in just 1 minute. We've got a stakes triple header today at Del Mar. First post, the usual 2 p.m., 11 races, and the Grade 1 Bing Crosby goes as race number 10. We've also got the Grade 2 San Diego going as race 8. With Nisos in there at 3-5, plus the Daisy Cutter, so three stakes in a row, races 8, 9, and 10. At Saratoga today, they get underway in about 30 minutes for a 12-race card, and the feature there, the Grade 2 Jim Dandy. It's a $500,000 race, and we will see the Derby and Belmont winner Sovereignty as part of a five-horse field in the Jim Dandy. also right prior to that, race 9, the Lake George. So a great day of action. We'll have coverage also from Gulfstream Park, Monmouth, Ellis Park, all over the country. And John Lindo, miss you today in the press box. You had an out-of-town place that you had to be, and unfortunately, you can't be at Del Mar this weekend, but good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't like doing road trips when Del Mar's running. I'd rather be on track, but, you know, first things first, got to take care of things. So on the road today, be back. I'll try and get back to the races tomorrow afternoon, hop on a flight tomorrow morning to get back into town. But great racing around the country, and looking forward to seeing some really good horses run today.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll talk about all those races, John. Let's do some news and notes first to get started here before we get into the handicapping segment of the show. We saw Journalism come back, and what a three-year-old campaign he's had. Second in the Derby, second in the Belmont, winner of the Preakness. He came back in the Haskell, and he got it done again, John. It didn't look encouraging to me until about the last 50 yards, but this horse just finds a way, and he ran him down, and he took the Grade 1 Haskell.
Yeah, it sure wasn't easy. You know, he did not break particularly well and was in the back of the pack, which was not unexpected in the Haskell. He tried to get a little bit closer down the backside, and then Gosker, who gave him, you know, who he ran down in the Preakness, got first jump on him at the top of the lane of the Haskell and opened up. And he was dealing with Goal Oriented from the Bob Baffert barn on the front end. Those two kind of pulled away, and I thought it was going to be one of those two at the wire, but Journalism all out under Umberto Risley down the lane. He just kept grinding and grinding. You know, he doesn't have a big turn of foot, but he'll run all day long. And he wore down those leaders in the last 70 yards and actually got up by 3/4 of a length. And you know, he just is one of those horses. He won't go away. He just keeps coming at you. And another game victory. Nothing's easy for him, though. He makes it interesting.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, John, Heisa rears its ugly head once again. We saw it in the Belmont, and we see it now in the Haskell, a whip violation. Apparently, Umberto Rispoli went two strikes over, so he's going to pay a fine there. And it seems like Heisa just can't stay out of the big races. They want to make sure that they are front and center.
This was a million-dollar race. It's a Grade 1. It's important not only, you know, for the monetary value, but for the stallion value for these horses. And like I said, at the top of the lane, it didn't look like Journalism was going to get there. So Umberto Risley was all out trying to win the Grade 1 Haskell. You watch the race. It didn't look like there was anything abusive about the race. Yeah, apparently he went to the riding crop two times too many. So the jockey's winner share of that purse was $600,000. He got fined $6,000, and we won't see him riding on August 1st. He has to sat out one of those whip violation days. Thanks a lot. We should have an incentive to try and win races. I mean, what if he puts that stick away, Bob, in the last 16th of a mile and gets beat a neck in the Grade 1 Haskell? What kind of perception is that going to be to the wagering public?
Not a good one, and ludicrous, John. That's all I can say. We keep harping on it, and if this is the best Heisa can do, this has basically been a giant waste of time and money. John, we are seeing the Derby and Belmont winner, Sovereignty. He got an extra week, but he comes back today in the Jim Dandy, the traditional prep for the Travers later on at Saratoga. It's only a field of five. I mean, based on what he's done recently, he lays over the field, John. I did think with the pace situation, there was one interesting horse in Moplex who might be able to give him battle, although Sovereignty certainly laid much closer last time. Didn't seem pace dependent the way he won the Belmont.
No, he was a lot closer in the Belmont than I thought he would be, and the way he still had that late finishing kick was very impressive. He's the 2-5 favorite on the morning line, field of five in there. But the only thing I can think of, Bob, just be careful in that you remember the Florida Derby. After Sovereignty got his points in the Fountain of Youth for the Derby, he didn't have to win the Florida Derby, and he didn't. He ran second, but it set him up perfectly for his main goal, which was the Kentucky Derby. And we know that the main goal right now for the summer for Sovereignty is the Travers. So I don't think he'll be 110% cranked up today. I don't think it'll matter. I think he'll win anyways, but does he have to win? No. So, you know, if you want 1-9 on a race that really is a prep, good luck to you. But I'm rooting for him. I think he's terrific. And, you know, the other horse from, that's coming in from California is going to be Baeza. He is back to take another shot. He drew the rail today, and Hector Barris is out of town to ride Baeza today. And don't be surprised, Bob, if Baeza comes out running from the rail with the pace scenario so murky, I wouldn't be surprised to see maybe Baeza. They've been working on getting him on the bit and a little bit more aggressive in the morning. Maybe he tries to take the fight to Sovereignty today. And, you know, he's an improving three-year-old. He's only going to get better as the year goes along. But all eyes on Sovereignty to see how he comes back out of the Belmont Stakes victory.
And, John, I should have mentioned Journalism came back home. He is at Del Mar. He came back on Tuesday, so he's going to settle in here. They're obviously going to take their time, see what the next step is. My gut feeling is they want to maybe leave him at home. I would not be surprised to see him in the Pacific Classic facing older horses here at Del Mar rather than do one more ship and have to come back. So it's going to be a really interesting summer to see where these two terrific three-year-olds show up. And, you know, knock on wood, John, everybody stays healthy, we could have an unbelievably good Breeders' Cup Classic this year.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And I think of all the interested parties in today's San Diego Handicap, I think Michael McCarthy, the trainer of Journalism, and of course, the Thoroughbreds, the owners of Journalism, they'll be watching what happens in that race today because, you know, Nisos, if he runs big, he could be probably the main player in the Pacific Classic as it looks right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it, John. Well, let's talk about an injury that happened to jockey Tiago Pereira. It was a nasty spill. The horse he was on, Origami, it was one of those 5-furlong turf sprints, clipped heels, and Tiago went down very hard. He's got some facial injuries, John. Unfortunately, he's going to be out 8 to 10 to 12 weeks. And, you know, he was really kind of getting his footing. New agent Craig Steven had done a really good job with him. So unfortunate news for Tiago Pereira.
Right. That was in the fifth race last Saturday. Origami was on the inside tracking horses, clipped heels, and went down just all of a sudden. And originally, Tiago was down for a while. He got up, started to walk back out to the outside fence, had to sit down, and he ended up having a fractured eye socket and some fractures along his jawline. They did surgery on him last Saturday. Everything's going well, but it's a long recovery process. So, you're looking 8 to 12 weeks at this point, and it's a shame. Tiago's a hard-working guy. He's out working horses every morning. We had a lot of luck with him riding a filly we had named Sky Diamonds, won a lot of graded stakes for us on her. I like the guy, and he tries 100% every time. I wish him a speedy recovery. I'm glad things weren't worse because it looked pretty nasty when he went down.
On the other side of the country, John, this week, a jockey named Tyler Connor was injured. I think that was at Colonial Downs, and this could be a more significant injury. He's got some spinal cord bruising, at least. I think they're still trying to evaluate the extent of the damage, getting some feeling in his hands, but this guy's a really underrated rider, and we're wishing the best for him.
Right. Another guy that there was a horse across in front of him at Colonial. He went down. They took him by helicopter out of the track, and they actually canceled the rest of the races the other day at Colonial Downs. That's a fracture of the C1 vertebrae. Originally, when they took him off the track, he had no feeling in his arms and legs. It's coming back, the legs. He's already done a little bit of walking. It's getting better as far as the feeling in his arms. It's going to be a long process. Again, it looked awful, and we send our best to Tyler Connor, young guy. From what I have never met him, but I understand he's a good guy. And you know, when the other jocks are all, you know, concerned about what's going on, he's one of the guys. And let's hope he makes it all the way back. It looks like he's progressing the right way. So fingers crossed for Tyler Connor.
Some sad news, John, the passing of Umberto Ascanio, who is the longtime assistant to trainer Bobby Frankel, went on out on his own after Frankel passed away. Umberto had a stroke many years ago, and it really affected his health the remainder of his life, but a very popular guy, an extremely good horseman. Chad Brown paid tribute to him. Chad was kind of working under Umberto when he was with the Frankel barn, and he really said a lot of great things about Umberto Ascanio.
Well, Ascanio actually was basically in charge of the Western division of the Frankel barn. You know, Bobby had horses back in New York and all over the place. And Ascanio, again, fantastic horseman. Bobby Frankel died in 2009. He had some cancer difficulties. And right after he passed, the next week, I think it was, he won graded stakes with Fluke, on the grass. Excuse me. And then he also won another race. I think he won the Matriarch with, was it Fluke? Or Ventura, that's who it was. Ventura with the Matriarch. And then the Citation Handicap with Fluke. That's what the two were. That was like the very few, right after the passing of Bobby Frankel. A terrific horseman. He was on his own for a little while, but he had had some physical issues. And you talk about some of the guys behind the scenes. This is one of those guys, one of those horsemen that really made things go. And he was located at Hollywood Park. Just a terrific guy.
Some fun we had last Sunday, though, our good friend Jay Privman and the horse named after him. Privman got the job done in his fourth start. He'd been second three straight times, but he stretched out. And even despite a little bit of antics in mid-stretch where he veered in and kind of shied away from the whip, he came away very nicely, John. And I know it was a lot of fun for Jay, kind of emotional as well. But to have a horse named after you that gets home at Del Mar for those connections is quite an honor.
Well, it's fantastic, stretching out for the first time on the lead. And like you say, it looked like it was going to start pulling away at the eighth pole, and he almost ducked into the inside fence. And I turned myself out and said, oh, no. And I think maybe the most relieved guy on the racetrack was Bob Baffert. You know, it's a lot of responsibility getting a horse named after somebody to the winner's circle. And it was great to see Jane, his wife, Ann, and her grandkids out there. And just to celebrate everything that went on. And I got a real kick at that, watching it down the lane to see that happen. So congratulations to Privman and to Privman.
Yeah, horse and human. Okay, John, let's get into some handicapping. You did some double duty today. First of all, we've got to get that phone number out from the South Point, get some people up there. Well, we know what a great facility that is. You made selections today at Del Mar, and you also did the late pick five from Saratoga for your Lindo report. So, John, how about a phone number from the South Point? Let's get your radio play.
866, that's 866-780-7223. Football season is on the way. You might want to set up your rooms as we get closer to the opening of college and pro football season. Talk to Steve Johnson there. Ask how you can get your Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. For a radio play, Bob, I'm going to go to Del Mar, race number five. I like the way number eight, Young Love, came back off the one-year layoff, the win going on the grass at Santa Anita last time. This is a filly that was well bet, but got into all kinds of trouble in her first start at Del Mar last summer. I think she's ready to deliver on that promise. Came back and worked well out of that win. She can come right back and win again today. 3-1 on the program. Number eight, Young Love, race five at Del Mar. And, Bob, you have your sheet in full force for Del Mar as well. Where are you going to go for your radio play?
Yeah, my best plays today, races 7, 10, and 11. I put $64 into the late pick five. That's races 7 through 11. And let's go to the 10th, which is the Bing Crosby. And my radio play is going to be number 2, Dr. Venkman, who's 4-1 on the morning line. We know he loves it here at Del Mar. He's 3-4. Last time, a pretty tough trip at Churchill when he shipped back there to run against another horse who's in this race, Roll On Big Joe. And I thought they were both outstanding that day, but Dr. Venkman had a tougher trip, and he is drawn inside again, John. The two post is a bit concerning. I'm hoping he's going to work out a trip sitting right behind the leaders, and I know he loves this racetrack. So my radio play, 10th race, number 2, Dr. Venkman. He's 4-1 on the morning line. Let's go ahead and take our first time out, John. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest, Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's going to have a smile on their face, because somebody's going to win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
Take advantage of free data on us, courtesy of Del Mar, Sunday, July 27th. Go to dmtc.com/data on us, opt in with your email, and receive free handicapping data from partners Thoragraph and Today's Racing Digest. Sharpen your skills, pick more winners, check out the Encycle products. It's Data on Us, courtesy of Where the Turf Meets the Surf, Del Mar.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, all right now. Down at Old Del Mar.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, tell us about Cowbred of the Week. And this is a really neat filly. We saw her win again yesterday for a low key barn, but Aggie Ordonez is doing a super job with our Cowbred of the Week.
Right, and that was a Fleet Treat Stakes yesterday. The winner, Almond Joy. She's by Om, out of the hard-spun mare Margie's Minute, was bred and is owned by Baker, Golovko, or Scanlon, and trained, like you said, by Aggie Ordonez. She now has 4 wins from her 11 lifetime starts, the last 4 all in a row, and 3 of those 4 races were stakes races, all on dirt, and she now has career earnings of over $311,000. This filly, Almond Joy, has really found her game on the dirt now in California.
And if you get a chance, go look at the interview Mike Joyce did in the right post-race near the winner's circle with Aggie. Talk about just the thrill of victory, John, and for a barn that doesn't have, you know, not one of the powerhouse barns, low profile, but doing a great job. And she sure has this filly going good. And, John, let's also note, Kent DeSormo's 1-for-1 at the meet. That was his first mount of the meet, and it was day 5.
That's called hitting the ground running, Bob. You take your time, and I like the win percentage, and I like the average win money per start. Kent DeSormo leading the standings in those categories.
He sure put up a perfect ride on that filly as well. John, tell us also about NTRA. We want to get people signed up for the NHC Tour at NTRA.com and getting qualified for the 2026 NHC in Las Vegas, and there are some qualifying tournaments today as well.
Right. You have to be an NTRA member. So go to NTRA.com. It's for as little as $50 a year. To qualify for the National Horse Players Championship, you have to win your way in. Here's three ways to do it this weekend. Online today, there's a $210 tourney at horseplayers.com. Right on track at Del Mar. It's their big money tournament, the Del Mar Summer Challenge, today and tomorrow. And online tomorrow, an absolutely free NHC qualifier at horseplayers.com. But again, you got to be a member, sign up, and you can check it out and play for free on Sunday.
Very good. Thank you, John. Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Really good. We're going to see, in my opinion, one of the best horses in the country compete at Del Mar today in the San Diego Handicap. His name is Nisos. He's the 3-5 favorite in here, Bob. Free bingo spot for you, or are you going to try to step out and maybe pull off an upset?
No, I think it's definitely a free bingo square in the late pick five or late pick four, whichever you're playing. You know, he was very impressive in the triple bend. This will be his first time beyond a mile, but distance doesn't seem to be a problem. He's trained very, very well. You know, Flavian Pratt gave up a day at Saratoga to come out here and ride him. So I think everything points to a victory today. And then maybe we'll see him and Journalism get together in the Pacific Classic. That would be a great matchup to see if they should somehow meet in about 5 weeks.
Yeah, that really would. And, you know, Nisos is a neck away from being undefeated, Bob, and probably maybe should have won that grade one at Churchill in his comeback race. He did not break alertly and was only beaten a neck, and that's proven to be just an outstanding, productive race. So it should be a treat today to see this horse. And I agree with you, Bob. I don't think a mile and a 16th is going to be any problem at all. This horse just glides over the ground, Flavian Pratt in to ride. John Lindo, I know you wanted to step in and get a pick from Bob Mazursky.
Right. Well, Bob Ike, like you and I, Bob Mazursky has all of his selections available at todaysracingdigest.com. So courtesy of Today's Racing Digest, Bob Mazursky, let's have a play today at Del Mar.
I'm going to go to the very first race of the day. I like the number four, Tempest Velat. First time for Leonard Powell coming in off a layoff. He ran earlier in the year in Kentucky, showed some promise. The race he was in last time, the runner-up in that race came back to graduate at Ellis Park last Monday. I think he'll fire. The Powell horses have run well so far early in the meet, and I think he can possibly upset the favorite, Broski. So number four, Tempest Velat, listed at 7-2 on the morning line.
And Bob's selections available at todaysracingdigest.com. Good luck today, Bob, and we will talk to you again next Saturday.
Sounds good. Good luck to you guys, too.
Okay, that was Bob Mazursky. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We're doing really well and excited about watching races coast to coast today, and wanted you to preview the Bing Crosby. And Bruce, I gave out a radio play, so feel free to hammer me over it or agree with Dr. Vinkman today in the Bing Crosby.
I'm going to take a small tack hammer because I think your horse definitely is a usable horse for sure. The horse that interests me is a horse I actually had on the radio two starts ago, Crazy Mason, who won the Carter. This is a shipper from New York. He had a huge close in mid-February, winning an allowance race, and it really caught my attention. He came back and showed that it was no fluke in the Carter with another off-the-pace score. Then the last time out ran on a sloppy track against Bookham Dano in the True North. It was his customary trip. He fell back. I thought he finished with some interest. The horses up front just kept going, and Bookham Dano came back and won again. He's one of the best sprinters in the country. I didn't really hold that race against him, and he's probably not a horse that wants to run on a wet track. If you look at his record, he's far better on a fast track. I think there'll be a legitimate tempo up front. There's 3-4 horses. I mean, most of these runners don't want to really close. This is the one legitimate closer in the race. Comes in with a fast workout from Saratoga. I think this horse is good enough to spring the upset. So I like the one Crazy Mason. I would definitely use your Dr. Venkman. He ran this is his third off a layoff, and he loves Del Mar. He's probably the second-best closer in the race. I would give him a look. And of the speed, world record ran second in Aristides last time out of Churchill. He didn't break especially well. And then he got into a suicide pace duel with one of the fastest sprinters in the country by the name of Skelly, and he was the one that came out victorious over Skelly, but he didn't quite have enough late in that race. He's very fast when he breaks. He could have some company, but he's the horse I would fear up front. But I do like the closer. I'm going to make this my official play. I like the one Crazy Mason. I would play with the two Dr. Venkman and the 5 World Record.
All right, that's going to be the first of Bruce's plays. And, John, I know we always get 2 from Bruce, so why don't you get the second one?
Bruce, I know you've done some work at Saratoga, so let's get let everybody know what you have today at betonbruce.com, and let's get a radio play from you from Saratoga.
Sounds good. Yeah, we're covering 2 tracks today. Del Mar's full card, challenging, good card today at Del Mar, along with the last 6 races on Jim Dandy Day. So it's a combo platter. You get an audio seminar along with it, and then the 4 best plays at Del Mar. On the best plays, we did a late pick 3, an affordable late pick 3, all at Bet on Bruce. And as far as my radio pick, guys, let's go to a very competitive New York-bred maiden race at Saratoga. The 11th race is for fillies, going 1 mile and 1/16 on the grass. And rarely do you get a good price on Chad Brown, but we might get it here on the 6th, Nana Lynn. She came off close to a 9-month layoff, making only her 2nd start. On paper, she looks good. She was beating a neck. If you go watch the video, it's even better. She was bothered a couple of times early, and I think that's what caused her to get ranked. She had to check a couple of times. She was in about the 2 path, middle of the pack, had to go fairly wide into the top of the lane, and the pace was slow. The horse that got the perfect trip got the head start, but, boy, she just kept grinding and was only beaten a neck. Considering the layoff, the trouble, the slow tempo, I thought she ran super. Hopefully she gets a little more speed to run at today. Race 11, the 6th, Nana Lynn, listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
Thank you, Bruce. Get them today, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
That was Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Let's take our next time out. When we come back, it'll be John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Scott Shapiro. He's been doing some work on ExpressBet. That'll be in the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
For over 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of the horse player. What sets us apart? We combine over 5 decades of rich analytics, cutting-edge AI and data science, and boots-on-the-ground track experience to bring you the ultimate blend of sharp numbers and expert insight. That's why tens of thousands of horse players have trusted the Digest since 1970. Each edition delivers a masterclass in handicapping, loaded with exclusive figures, smart angles, and proven tools built to help you beat the board. Short on time and just need an edge to start cashing in more tickets? Check out our tip sheets and race day picks from a stacked roster of battle-tested handicappers like Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo, guys who grind the game daily, not just sit behind a keyboard. With our new expanded coverage, we've got every big meet covered this summer. Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, Kentucky Downs, and more. So whether you're playing coast to coast or at your local track, grab today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Create your account, pick your track, follow your capper. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest. Smart data, sharp insight, serious results. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for one of our biggest nights of the year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 26th. It's a night of stakes action featuring the top cowbreds in the country. Top races include the Governor's Cup Futurity, led by the Grade 1 Stakes Place Filly French Valley, and the ageless Cattail Cove, expected to chase his eighth career stakes race. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Remember, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations during the Del Mar meet, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, want to talk about a couple things here. Del Mar's giving free data away on Sundays, so tell us about that.
Right, it's a free data Sunday. You can get a free handicapping product from places like Equibase, Horse Racing Nation Pro Products, Today's Racing Digest, or Thoroughgraph. All you have to do is go to dmtc.com/data on us. Give them your email address to choose a product, and they will send it to you for Sunday's races at Del Mar. Nothing wrong with that. Free works.
Yeah, and mentioning today's Racing Digest, John, they've got some Del Mar and Saratoga summer special pricing. So fill us in on that as well, John.
Right. As opposed to the daily cost, you can purchase the digest for Del Mar for the entire meet for $149. You can do the full meet at Saratoga for $149, or you can choose the option of getting any track any day through September 7th from the Digest for $199. Go to todaysracingdigest.com and sign up and take advantage of those specials.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing great. Looks like good conditions today at Saratoga.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day today. No rain in sight. Tomorrow may be another case because they're calling for 80% chance of rain. So if you're handicapping for tomorrow, you may want to look at an off track.
John, something that we've talked about a lot on this show are the late odds changes due to the late CAW money that comes in. And I can name about three or four of them just off the top of my head here at Del Mar so far. Velocity went from 8-1 to 7-2. Medoro plunged from 9-2 to 5-2. Hannah Buckle dropped to 3-1. And then we saw it again yesterday. Smart Code was 6-1 standing in the gate, 3-1 when they went into the first turn. So this pattern has continued, John.
It's just terrible. It's getting worse. I mean, last Sunday there were three or four serious situations where you saw it, like you said, and you see it right on TV. The three horses 8-1 when the gate opens and he crosses the wire and he pays 8 and change. That's just not fair. And nobody does a damn thing about it. I don't get it. Well, what do they want to do? Just chase everybody away? Because that's what they're in the process of doing. I mean, players have absolutely no say about it. And I know you stopped making win bets for a while. Well, that would be great if you played in New York, because NYRA does not allow CAW into their win pools. However, now they're involved in every other pool. I bet an exacta the other day that was $63 when they were going in the gate. I was charting the prices. When they crossed the wire, I paid $23. That's one-third of what I was supposed to get. I mean, that's crazy. How could anyone overcome this?
Well, I'm filling in for Mike tomorrow on his show, and I'm going to have Josh Rubenstein, who's the president of DMTC, on about 9 o'clock tomorrow, and we're going to ask him about this and ask him to address the situation. So please stay tuned, everyone, and we'll see what Josh has to say about the CAWs, as well as other things at Del Mar, which are going very well here. It's been a very positive meet for the most part. Well, John Hardoon, you always give us two selections, and you gave us Bookham Dano at 460 to win the Vanderbilt last week at Saratoga. John Lindo, why don't you step in and get Mr. Hardoon's first pick?
Yeah, John, I tell you what, first of all, Bookham Dano, one of my favorite horses. He just lays his body down every time. Always a pleasure to watch him run. And I like the name, too, so that works for me. And how about a Saratoga pick to start us off today?
All right, and I agree with you, John. He's really a terrific horse. I mean, and Paco Lopez just fits him like a glove. And, you know, he comes from a relatively low-profile trainer in Jersey, a guy named Ryan, and he just does a terrific job with this horse. Anyway, first of our two radio plays today for Saratoga comes in the fifth race. 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon turf course. And I love the number 6 horse in here, Unbroken Chain. This is a 3-year-old gelding from the Melanie Giddings barn. Rider switch today to Sean Brishmahan. The horse is listed at 6-1 on the morning line. She's off to a terrific start. She does well here every year. Number 6, Unbroken Chain, wins today's fifth race out at Saratoga.
And John, where do you want to come out for your Del Mar play?
Let's go to race number 2, 6 furlongs on the main track, and I really like the number 11 horse in here, Jaguar John. This is a 3-year-old gelding from the Steve Miotti barn. I like the rider switch today to Ruben Silvera. This guy rides on the East Coast all year, but he decided to spend the summer in Del Mar, and he's a terrific rider. This horse is listed at a ridiculous 12-1 on the morning line. I like number 11, Jaguar John, to upset and win today's second race out of Del Mar.
And John Silvera, who I was not very familiar with, rode a winner out here at Del Mar, I think it was on Thursday, and really did a good job. The horse didn't break. He hustled it right into the race. He looked great on the horse.
Yeah, he was on the turf sprinting, I believe.
Yes.
You know, he gave up riding for Jamie Ness on the East Coast, and Jamie Ness wins at a crazy percentage. He's a very high percentage trainer. And he gave it up to go ride at Del Mar. So hopefully he made the right choice. But a lot of guys come from East and go there. Look at Hector Barrios. So, you know, he's giving it a shot, and why not?
Well, when you can look out and see the Pacific Ocean, not a bad place to be, John. tell us what's available today through your website at the Rags and Sheets.
Okay, today we have both Del Mar and Saratoga selections at JONHARDOON.com.
All right, John, have a great day. We'll talk to you when I host for Mike tomorrow.
Great, Bob. See you, John. Stay safe and be well, guys.
All right, that was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. He's been doing some work for ExpressBet. He's been on X with the Shappy Hour. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How we doing?
Doing great. Tell us what you've got available. I know you kind of looked at, I think, both Saratoga and Del Mar today.
Yeah, I got did Saratoga and Del Mar. I have an article up on spot plays that I wrote a couple of days ago with the two tracks. There was a promotion we got, bet 200, get 20 between those tracks. Pretty good one there. And then I wrote on the late pick 5 at Del Mar today. I've got was up posted this morning. And I actually filled in for Kenny Peck on the Daily Racing Form. I have Monmouth picked in tomorrow's form, so I'm bouncing all around this weekend.
All right. Good job, Shapper. I love it. You gave us a winner last week with redistricting at 460, and that was at Monmouth. John Lindo, why don't you get Shapper's radio play today?
Picked last week. That horse won for fun, Scott, and you've gone east to west. Where do you want to go for your radio play today?
Yeah, I mean, well, didn't get much of a price, but it was an easy win the way we like them at short prices if we have them. I'm going to go to race 6 at Saratoga. It's a state-bred special or state-bred first-level allowance event over the inner turf. And I think number 4, Tongue Twister, is a bit of a standout here. He hasn't won in 3 starts, but she's the lone 3-time winner in this field. Last time out, she was caught three wide into the first turn, four wide throughout on the back stretch. Really an impossible trip to win with. Now she gets Irad Ortiz Jr., who's riding pretty much as well as he possibly could at this point, making all the right moves. Of course, he's hit the board in both starts over the surface. So we'll go with number four, Tongue Twister, at 5-2, and a horse that I'll be fingering and some horizontals along the way.
Shapper, you mentioned, sorry about that, Shapper, you mentioned Irad. I saw the standings. I mean, the Ortiz brothers are absolutely dominant right now at Saratoga.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, with Pratt out of town today, they're even more of a presence, obviously. You know, those three are kind of above. You know, Joel Rosario has actually really picked things up after kind of a lull in his, you know, recently. Ricardo Santana Jr. has ridden pretty well, but the Ortiz brothers look like they're going to win at least like half the races today. They're just both seem to be very much on their game. Irad particularly seems to have his horses all in the right spot. So I wouldn't be overly aggressive playing against horses that he figures to get the right trip on that look tough just because he's on, you know, on such a roll.
Good enough, Shap. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Enjoy yourselves today, guys. Thanks.
That was Scott Shapiro. Let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Toby Callett, he's back in Florida. Michael Rona, well, we know where he is. He'll be at Los Alamitos. And that's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Uncorked Wine Festival returns to Del Mar Saturday, August 2nd. Choose from over 100 wines and bubblies from around the globe. Plus, enjoy top local food trucks and music trackside. For tickets, go to dmtc.com. Ladies, grab your hats. Guys, break out the bow ties. It's the Uncorked Wine Festival at Del Mar.
Where the turf meets the surf. At Del Mar.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery.
lottery.
Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And John, if people can't be at beautiful Del Mar today, give us some simulcast options.
Comic-Con in full swing, but you can sneak out and head up to the Gaslamp Tavern on 5th if you want to get your wagers down. That's at 868 5th Avenue, San Diego. They open up at 10 o'clock. If you're in Orange County, Los Alamitos open for simulcast wagering. So is the OC Tavern in San Clemente at 2369 South El Camino Real Road. And if you go for the Derby Room at Fairflex Park, you can probably still buy bikes seats since they'll be at Del Mar today, and they are open and ready to serve you. The Derby Room, always a great option up there in the Inland Empire.
Let's bring in Toby Callett, who's back in his home base after a long road trip. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. I miss you already, buddy.
Yeah, I know. It was great seeing you, Toby. And then after we had dinner Saturday night, when you hopped in the car at 10 o'clock Pacific and drove to Vegas, I rate that as one of the gamer moves that I've seen in a long time.
Well, I appreciate that. I got to get the job done, and had all the adrenaline, from having such a great time, and had a good day on Saturday. So we were pumped up in the pockets and pumped up in the bloodstream.
You had a great day on Saturday. You gave us two radio winners when you sat in for that last segment. First of all, what's a good name to kick off the day at 580? You closed it out, and maybe part of the reason Hannah Buckle's price dropped to 7-2 and paid $9 off that morning line, because you were all over it, Toby. So you bookended the card with two winners, and quite a way to end the trip. And I'm going to make you about 6-5 to make it out here again for a return visit before the summer's over.
Had I gotten a better ride in the fifth race yesterday, or the single that I used in the last race, I'd have been booking a ticket last night. I'm sure you know about the ride that some of us, or most of us, had in the fifth yesterday. I was in shock coming up second in that spot. But that's the way it goes. But you were present last Saturday morning when I came into your booth talking about a workout, and that colt shows up today in today's fourth, and his name is Civil Liberty, the four horse, the Doug O'Neill trainee. I know Brant is in there, the Bob Baffert trainee, the $3 million OBS purchase. He must have worked a furlong in 4 seconds or something to bring $3 million. God bless him. But I'm on Civil Liberty. I love his gate work. I'm going to go to that, what I saw with my own eyes, and look for him to get the job done, and key on him in all of my early gimmicks. I know last week you asked me for a second one, so I'm going to try to give you a second part of that early pick five. Take you back to race two. I watched Self-Sufficient train. I know he's dropping in for a tag. He's a first-time gelding, but if he runs like he trained, he'll win the second. So maybe we have the winner of the second, the winner of the fourth. It's up to the rest of you to come up with the other three winners and maybe nail that early pick five.
John, well, he gave us two picks already, but I know you enjoyed having Toby out here.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Bob. Usually when you get a text at 3 in the morning on a Saturday into Sunday, it's not a good thing. But I was glad to hear that Toby sent me a text. I made it to the South Point. Everything's good. So I was relieved to see that. And we're not seeing him on COPS, so everything worked out pretty good.
Absolutely.
Well, you told me to text you to make, because you seemed concerned if I was going to make it there in one piece. And by the way, speaking of the South Point and seats, like Bob Ike's seat, available, the John Lindo seat is so popular. When I got to the South Point, somebody was using it, so I went elsewhere because the guy was firing with both fists. I wasn't going to disrupt him. The South Point, by the way, as good a race book as I've ever been in. And the sports book, I stopped in the sports book with a milkshake from Steak and Shake, just to enjoy a little baseball action. So they have it set up right there. That's a real good place if you're a gambler or a horse player.
We agree, Toby. Thanks so much, and let's make another score. We'll see you out here again before the summer's over.
I'm trying, Bob. I appreciate it.
All right, that was Toby Callett. Final stop for us is Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
G'day, Bob.
Hey, we've got the Cow Breeders Champions Night tonight at Los Al. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's a big cow bred night. In fact, we have an all-stakes pick six, races 4 through 9 are stakes races. The grade one feature is for the older horses at 400 yards, race 8, the Spencer Childers California Breeders' Championship. One horse so far in history has won this race 3 times, Bia Bono, who was owned by Spencer Childers, for whom this race is named. London Toby has a chance to emulate Bia Bono as a 3-time winner of this event, and he is the 4-5 favorite on the morning line from post position number 3. At 2-1 is Cattail Cove number 5, who at 8 years of age has won 3 of his 4 starts this season, and he'll give London Toby a run for his money, but London Toby a deserved favorite in race 8. We have a pair of Governor's Cup races, the Derby for the 3-year-olds, race 4, and the Futurity for the 2-year-olds is race 9, again for Calbreds, both grade 2. The favourite in race 4, the Derby at 400 yards, is Up to Party, number 6. A dual Futurity winner last time, and the fastest qualifier to this race 3 weeks ago. She is drawn right next to her full brother, Party Time Tom, number 5. Both of them were sold through Los Alamitos Equine Sale of 2023 for bargain prices. Up to Party went for 12 grand and has won more than $500,000. So she's the favourite in race 4, the Derby, and in the Governor's Cup Futurity, race 9, the final race on the card. Favouritism is with number 1, French Valley, a brilliant filly who is a full sister to Train Station V, winner of the Golden State Million and 2 Million Futurities at Los Al a couple of years ago. She won her trial very impressively, but the fastest trial winner was number 3, El Dictator, who's 2 for 2 for his career. He's a half-brother to the 2017 winner of this race and millionaire Jay Fire Up.
John Lindo, Michael gave us a winner in Perfect D last Saturday night. Get another one from him today.
Yeah, Michael, you're out for a good week for our handicappers on the show last Saturday. We've got a first post time tonight at 7:20, an excellent card top to bottom at Los Alamitos. How about finishing it off the day for us again tonight at Los Alamitos?
Thanks, John. I'm going to revisit the Governor's Cup Derby, the 4th race. I've told you about Up to Party being the favourite, but I like number 8, Descending Champ, who is 3-1. I've liked this horse since late last year, even though he was winless in 6 starts as a 2-year-old. Some of his late work and gallop outs at shorter distances were fantastic. I always felt he had the potential to become a Derby horse for Doc Allred and trainer Scott Willoughby this season, and he's headed that way. In fact, he's 3-for-4 this season after being 0-for-6 as a juvenile. His only defeat as a 3-year-old was coming up a head short in the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby back in March. He'd been off from March until his trial win for this race 3 weeks ago. He's a strong finisher, really coming into his own physically. He's drawn well out in post position 8. He'll be coming strongly, and I think Defending Champ number 8 is a worthwhile investment at 3-1 in race 4, the Governor's Cup Derby.
Very good, Michael. Have a great night. We will check in with you again next week.
My pleasure. Thanks, fellas. Hooray.
All right. That was Michael Rona. And, John, we're just about out of time. Quick note, though, Gabby Gaudette from FanDuel TV, she's going to be taking over as the Director of Communications at Keeneland. So we want to wish her the best, John. She's popular in the industry and does a great job.
Did a terrific job. She's been some of the online handicapping talent with Scott Hazleton at Keeneland. In addition to her FanDuel duties, she'll hit the ground running out there. Good handicapper, just she's got a good relationship and she understands the entire business. That's the right position for Gabby. Congratulations.
Well, there's the music, John. It's time for Bing. We got to get off the air. Thanks for co-hosting. We'll look forward to seeing you back at the track tomorrow. Thanks to Christian and David inside. I'm filling in for Mike Willman tomorrow. I'll be here from 8 to 10. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Have a great day. Cash some tickets, and we will talk to you again tomorrow. Take a car.